Nikolaj Dunger, the Swedish singer-songwriter, is our guest today. And although Here's My Song, You Can Have It, I Don't Want It Anymore, Yours Forever is his seventh album, he's making his first visit to the World Cafe. The album was made in collaboration with the band Mercury Rev, and in fact, Grasshopper, guitarist from that band, is with him today. This album may well be Nikolaj's most accessible yet, and we'll discuss his career and more in just a bit. We'll start with this performance of My Time Is Now. That's My Time Is Now, Nikolaj Dunger on 12-string Grasshopper on the clarinet on that one, and Tomas on the guitar. He'll switch to keyboards in a bit as well. You know, it's interesting to me to hear how these things come out live. I just love hearing how this works out, and also to hear how you sing things in different situations. Everybody has an idea of somebody having a European sensibility that they're very strict, and while the arrangement in here is very strict, your vocal sound, you are totally into improvising on all your albums. Is that something you've had to grow into, or was it always there?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I kind of sing differently a little bit every time.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, so much. I try to, on this record, I try to hold... hold myself back.
Really? No, you've done more of that in the past?
Now I play the guitar, and when I play the guitar, I sing differently, of course, because then on the record, I dropped the guitar, and I had just the microphone, and then you sing differently, of course.
Because you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you pay attention for the ones that you're playing with. I do that now also, but mm-hmm. now I'm more in the one that runs the game, you know, and then they follow me. So.
Hopefully.
Now, how did you and Jonathan Donahue and Grasshopper and all the members of Mercury Rev meet?
We met in Stockholm the first time, I think. But then we did a tour together. And I was fronting them in Europe when they did the All Is Dream record. And then they liked a couple of songs each, and then they, I don't know, it started like that, and then we tried to record them later.
Then you're in the studio.
Yeah.
Let's hear more from Here's My Song. What do you want to do next?
Could do Hunger in a nice version, different version.
Sounds good.
I got a hunger, I got a cold, I got to creep beneath those breasts of yours. Hey baby, what you got in there? There's some left for me inside those breasts, 'cause I'm hungry. Got a nasty heart on. I got something for you to play along with. Hey baby, what you got in there? There's some left for me inside those breasts, 'cause I'm hungry for life. Tempted by the state of my cold, I got to creep beneath those breasts of yours. Hey baby, I'm hungry. I told you once, I told you twice, I tell you third time. Yeah, I gotta tell you third time. Yeah, I showed you. I got 100 songs just waiting here. So hey baby, do you wanna dance? 'Cause I'm hungry for life. You got a temper, you gotta tell me now. Ease me now, free me now, talk me out of this.
Live version of Hunger from Here's My Song from Nikolai Dunger is here today. And if you listen to some of these songs, or particularly you look at the titles like The Year of the Love and Hurt Cycle, there's loss on a lot of these songs. I understand a breakup was involved in the writing of a lot of these.
Yeah, it was.
And has the person you broke up with heard the album?
Yeah, she heard lots of albums to her that I dedicated to her. Yeah, she had 2 or 3
records. Oh, man. Well, that's too bad.
Or too good, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And I heard your mom died as well, which is hard on anybody at any age. So, is it cathartic to have this kind of an outlet for, or is that what it's all about for you, period, whatever's going on in your life?
I think so. But those songs were written 2 years before that.
Mm.
So, but it helps you after a while when you listen to it back. For me, this album's a lot to do with my mom, of course, because she listened to that album, I think, night and day, to the day, to the minute she died.
Wow.
So for me, this record is like more of that.
People may not, this album actually came out in Europe last year or before. So
yeah, 2004.
So have you written a whole lot of? Is there a whole other album written, done, whatever for you now at this point? Are these old songs to you?
A couple of them. Some of them were new because I wanted to have like new songs. Year of Love and Hurt Cycle was a new song,
right?
And also someone new. Because it was nice in the sessions. We had like 3 or 4 sessions. And each session I had a new song. And Tell Me was also a new song. So then it was fresh. So we don't have to like get sick of the songs.
I can imagine. You want to do a new one? Or?
We can do White Wild Horses, me and Thomas.
Take me away on your wild horses, 'cause I can't take it here, no faces. Wash me out on some distant shoreline. Things ain't working out the way I planned it. So won't you please take away my sadness, wipe away this blues in here, take it away, take it away, Tom. Tell me now that I can't be left out. Worries everywhere, they really turn me. So won't you please do it? Take away my sadness, wipe away this blues in hell. Take away my sadness, wipe away this blues in here, take it away. Wash me out on some distant shoreline. Things ain't working out the way I planned it. So won't you please?
White Wild Horses, another one from Here's My Song, Nikolai Dunger. Oh, in doing my massive amounts of research about you, Nikolai, I noted that you were on the Swedish soccer team. And the question would be something about, this seems like such a music is kind of like a non-competitive thing, totally. And was there a side of that to you that comes out in the music, a competitive side, or?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think just the sport thing is a lot of... I like aesthetics generally. You know, I think sports are really art form for me.
Yeah.
Soccer is one of the most beautiful sports, and the way you move and the rhythm and everything. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, but it's different, of course. The people that do sports, sometimes you have similarities there also.
Well, and this is really collaborative. You've got to play off of your other band members / teammates.
Yeah, it's the same, but it's not the same.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's not
I mean, music is you meet in a strange abstract sphere in a way, and then like notes vibrate, and then you react, and then you play, and it goes like this all the time.
Right.
Football is more physical. So.
Was there ever a moment where you kind of made a choice between the two?
Yeah, it was a time when I started to make songs, and I made a couple of tunes every day, and I got into it so much that I got sick of playing football. Mm. But then I was quite young, like 20s.
Nikolai Dunger is our guest, and what do you want to finish up with?
We say a little goodbye with a song called Falling Out. That I'm falling short, but I'm gonna dress so fine. I'm gonna drink some wine out to stop this falling out.
That's how the album finishes up as well, and Falling Out from Nikolai Dunger from Here's My Song. You Can Have It, I Don't Want It Anymore. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. And us.
All these, Thomas the Grasshopper as well. And we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.